Well, just a few words there for our young people, who in every sense are moving this week. You see, you've moved from there to there, and you've got a bigger move to come this week upcoming. We do really pray that all goes well, and that you feel very much at home very quickly and very comfortable in your new setting. We'll be praying for you. Well, what am I going to say? Been an eventful week, hasn't it? So I want to say this, okay? And I want to say this to all of us and any who are listening. Life is serious, all right? Life is very, very serious. Death is serious, very, very serious. These are weighty, weighty matters. And you know this, the world out there is not so well prepared for them. It's not. Hasn't got the structure, hasn't got the foundation to be able to think about those things, maybe even prepare for those things, be there to deal with those things. And we have a Bible, and it's full, full of instruction about all of those things, the most important things, the serious things. And it's got it all. All of it's there. And it's there. We can read it. And hopefully when I preach from it, some of it makes sense some of the time. Because it's all there. And it's all there, isn't it? Because in the end, it's all there in Jesus Christ. I don't know. We sort of go through life, don't we? Life here at times, we daydream. We daydream through life. The years catch up with us. And they do catch up with us. And I look at those now. How many years that I've had and how many years I've been a Christian? Oh, there's some years. They're mounting up. And it's serious. Life is serious. And one day we do, all of us, have to give an account to God, what we've done, how we've lived, what we said, who we were. And the better that we are dealing with it now, thinking seriously about these things now, not daydreaming, not sort of just drifting along through it. Another Sunday comes, another Sunday goes, okay, and we have the hymns we have, and we do this and do that and do the other, and then we all go home, and that was it. Oh, I hope not. I really, really hope not. But I hope that I don't kind of convey that that's what it's about, because it's a matter of life and death, actually. This gospel, Jesus Christ, resurrection, life and eternity, judgment to come, these are serious, serious matters. And it falls to preachers to try to tell you just how serious and important that they are. I've got a sermon to preach a bit later on. I'm not going to be able to do it justice. I'll tell you now. I'm not going to be able to do my text justice. But whatever I can, let me try and impress upon each and every one of us that these are wonderful things in the Bible. And as much as I have within my soul to be able to implore you, make your peace with God, repent of sin, and put your faith in him. Put it in him. Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who rose from the dead, who is alive forevermore, who reigns and rules on behalf of his people, the church, who is blessed thought coming back one day. But this veil of tears, and sorrowing and sighing, the sadness and the burdens and the griefs, past, and the former things gone, and the new heavens and the new earth have arrived. Be there. Be at peace with him. Be in Christ. Have faith in him today. Have faith in him forever. For he will bear you up. Do you know that? He will. He will carry you. He will be to you everything, absolutely everything. So, it's serious, it's important, and it's wonderful. And it's all within reach, and it's all here in the Bible, and all there in the Gospel, and it's all there in Jesus Christ. And I commend him to you. Well, the next hymn tells us that better than I could. 128. Jesus, the name high over all, 128.